Jennifer Podemski is a celebrated Canadian actor and producer. If you think all the way back to Dance Me Outside, I think that was her first major rise to fame. She was part of a great Canadian television series called Riverdale. Most recently, Empire of Dirt. So many other credits. She's a storyteller. Her goal isn't to tell new stories. It's to tell the same stories from a new perspective, an Indigenous perspective. Jennifer is Soto and grew up in Toronto. She's one of 12 Canadian women in film who are being celebrated by Burks and Telefilm Canada at the Toronto International Film Festival. Jennifer, what does it mean to you to tell stories from an Indigenous perspective?
Oh my goodness. That's a big question. What does it mean to me? It means, well, the word legacy comes to mind. I just am constantly thinking about legacy, like the very fact that on both sides of my family, there's a history of not being able to speak the truth, not being able to speak your language, not being able to be who you are. So I think the weight of that sort of trauma that both sides of my family have faced in the past has made me very conscious of how important it is to be a storyteller. And I know that there are a lot of people, like on my dad's side, my grandfather is a Holocaust survivor, and there's a lot of people telling those stories.
Yeah.
So for me, I was always very drawn towards stories of my Indigenous heritage. So I suppose I don't question it. I just do where I feel the pull is bringing me. And the pull is definitely towards Indigenous perspectives and expanding that.
And that notion of legacy, people in Indian Brook, Nova Scotia would remember you as a very young woman coming there and being in the gymnasium talking to young kids in that community about how they could get into this business and find that as a way. Is that something that just happened naturally, or was that a conscious decision that you were always going to reach down to that younger generation?
It was definitely a conscious decision. I feel like my whole life I've always liked working with kids, and, you know, even when I was a young person myself, I was always teaching, you know, whether it's a dance class or, you know, trying to write a play. So I've always had the desire to share what I know and teach younger people. And it just so happens that the communities that brought me to, let's say, sign autographs, we would, you know, expand that a little bit and create a workshop or some sort of, you know, interactive session where we could talk about how to get into the film industry or do a drama workshop or a dance workshop or a business workshop, goal setting. So it was really a conscious effort, I think. And I did that for many years.
When it comes to storytelling, you've got a new story that you're telling on APTN right now, The Other Side. What is that about?
Well, The Other Side is, I guess it's my answer to every other paranormal television series out there. I'm a huge paranormal junkie myself. And after years and years of watching it on television, these paranormal activity kind of shows, I thought, wow, it's crazy how there's nothing Indigenous on television anywhere. So I created a show called The Other Side. We're in our third season on APTN. My partners are Angel Entertainment in Saskatchewan. So we basically have created this platform where this investigative team goes out to homes in the prairies all the way out to BC and helps people who are experiencing paranormal activity in their homes. And we do it from an Indigenous kind of perspective, not an umbrella Indigenous perspective, but specifically with the investigators that we work with and the kinds of things that they're able to bring to the table sort of culturally.
So people would be having like contact from the spirit world?
Yes.
Whoa. So when doing that, were you worried about how you were going to treat that notion of indigeneity? How'd you handle that?
Yeah, it's well, I spoke to some people, some trusted elders and traditional people. Sometimes I have to spend a lot of time sort of just in prayer and connection on my own to just accept the fact that there's something weighing heavy on me, like something I have to do and something I have to say. And I just – it was something that I thought was an important – an old story, like in your intro, an old story with a new perspective. And I think that spirit is a very delicate, sacred thing to work with. But there are people who are literally being held hostage by, you know, the unknown.
Right.
And the paranormal. So That show specifically gives us a way to help people and also help spirit, because sometimes there are spirits who are stuck and don't know that they're here. So it's been really interesting. We have some very gifted talent on the show who are very committed to this platform and this genre and working with people and working with spirit. And we do it very delicately and very respectfully. And I think it's a really great show. We actually, our third season airs on APTN this fall in October, and I'm really thrilled about it.
Right on. And you have produced for years the Inspire Awards, which used to be known as the Aboriginal Achievement Awards, awards that shine a light on Indigenous people who are doing things amazing in this country. But now you yourself are being honored among a group of very talented Canadian women at the Toronto International Film Fest. What's that feel like for you to have your name among those?
It's definitely strange. Like it's not like, as I'm sure you know, someone who is often celebrated, that you don't walk around doing what you do and thinking, oh, I can't wait till I get an award for this, or I wonder what it would be like. So I never really, you know, think about it until the moment comes. And we actually did a spread for Elle magazine, Elle Canada.
Oh,
and it
beautiful.
Was one of those, you know, sort of centerfold kind of things. It's out now in stores. So it's this current edition of Elle magazine.
So all the women.
So yeah, I got to meet everybody.
Nice.
And that day was like, I was looking around me just thinking, how did I get here? This is crazy. You know, it always feels good to be a part of a group and to be acknowledged. But I think everyone else, we don't do our work to be acknowledged. Mm. But it definitely feels good. You don't realize
beautiful
that it's
going
to feel so good until you're in the group and everyone's like, wow, I just feel so humbled, really, to be in this company.
It gives you a chance as well to look back at how much you've done. How far that work has gone. When we think back to a role like Dance Me Outside, which was incredible, but so much work has come in
the
interim.
I was 20 and I'm 43 now. So it has been a long road.
And I know you're a mother. I don't know when you have time to do everything, because you're also developing a new show on APTN called Future History.
Yes.
What's that going to explore?
Future History. Actually, no, that's been greenlit. We're going into production in the spring.
Okay.
So that's it's actually a show about repatriation, but not repatriation strictly of, you know, artifacts and things like that. So it's really about how across the board, Indigenous people are taking back things that were taken from them, including everything from culture to, you know, arts and dance and music and bones and artifacts and land and all kinds of different things. And looking at how, you know, the arts, for example, is, you know, it's a huge motion in repatriation. You know, it's moving forward and creating something new with things that were, let's say, forbidden.
Mm.
You know.
You're listening to The Candy Palmiter Show, and I'm speaking with Jennifer Podemski, a Canadian Indigenous actor and producer who is being honored next month at the Toronto International Film Festival for her entire body of work, both in front of and behind the camera. When you look back over all of it, what are some of the most your favorite projects that you've worked on?
Oh, my goodness. Definitely The Res, the TV series The Res, was sort of formative for me, because I'm pretty sure that working with Brian Dennis, the producer of that series, was where I decided that I was going to become a producer. I didn't know when, but I sort of watched how it all came together and the feeling of family and working together and creating a story, and, you know, the bigger picture just felt so inspiring to me. So as an actor, it was a great project and we made great friends and lasting relationships. But I think that's really the turning point of where I decided that I'm going to do this one day. So that was great. There's so many.
As an actor, you have played so many roles that are dark, that have a lot of pain involved. What is it like for you to get into that character, and how much of a toll does it take on you?
It's definitely hard. I think the most important thing is to know how to let it go. So over the years, you know, you come up with your, you know, I've been acting, like performing for, I don't know, 30 years.
Right.
And I think that only in the last maybe 6 or 7, I've realized that as a sort of a channel, you know, for these energies to come through you and, you know, perform them, you also have to figure out a way to let that energy go. And if you're playing characters that, you know, have experienced trauma, things like that.
Where was that energy going before you learned to
let
it go?
Well, probably inside, you know, and it manifests in different ways. And sometimes it's pretty ugly how it manifests. Mm. And I just think that as human beings, you know, we are channels, we're conduits for energy. And it's really important to figure out whatever that higher source is that you connect with, to figure out a way to let that go. And in theater school, you learn it, but it's hard to apply it because the film business is just so, everything moves so quickly,
right.
But it also moves so slowly. So you're not actually thinking when you're waiting in your honey wagon, you know, you're not thinking, oh, how am I going to let this go? Because you want to wait till the end of, you know, the work.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a practice that I practice.
So, I love it. So is there a TV show out there that you're just dying to act on?
Definitely Orange is the New Black.
My goodness.
I think I'd be so good on that show.
And they are light on Indigenous
inmates.
They really are. If you haven't seen that, dear listener, it's a Netflix series that's set in a women's prison.
Yeah. Not that I want to perpetuate those kinds of stereotypes, but I love to see women of all sizes and colors. And, well, I mean, I say that, but there are no Native people on the show. So
what would your character be if you were on Orange is the New Black?
I think I'd be kind of a raunchy, kind of hard, very resentful, kind of, I don't know, angry but funny woman. I'm not sure. I haven't put much thought into it, Candy, but thanks. I'm going to think about it a lot now.
if the producers are listening.
You
have played a lot of serious characters, but people that know you personally know that you have a great sense of humor. And way back in the day, about 8 years ago, there was something called Moose TV where we saw a little bit of the funny Jennifer. Explain what that was and whether you'd ever consider more funny stuff.
Oh, man, I would love to do comedy. I would love to... Moose TV was a great comedy. It was written by Paul Corrington, the late Paul Corrington, great author, Canadian, you know, legend, hilarious guy. And it starred Adam Beach, Nathaniel Archon, Michelle Latimer, myself, Gary Farmer, Billy Morasty. It was Leonard George, like just an amazing group of people. And Resolution Pictures produced it. And it was so fun. It was honestly the most fun experience for me because I got to step out of my comfort zone and, you know, really be funny. I mean, I think I'm pretty funny, but nobody else does.
We'll look forward to more of that funny on the screen. And congratulations so much for being honored by TIFF.
Thank you.
Jennifer Podemski is an actor and producer living in Toronto. She's one of 12 Canadian women in film being honored at the Toronto International Film Festival this year.